In the book of Job that we have heard earlier this morning, we saw Job in his life change for the worse suddenly. He lost everything. And then as sudden as it came, his life was changed once more and was changed for the better. You and I go through life with many changes, circumstances, the people around us, even ourselves, have changes along the way. For Bartimaeus this morning, he wanted that change. He wanted a change. Bartimaeus was a man who took step to change his life out of his hopelessness. He took 7 basic steps to get out of this particular hopelessness that he found himself. We don't know how he got there in the first place, but he wanted to get out of it. What step do we find here that may help us? Not necessarily out of any hopelessness or situation like that, but for the better, for the better. Let us have a look at these steps that Bartimaeus did and how we may learn from this wonderful story. Firstly, Bartimaeus looked at his own situation, and so we need to do so for ourselves. We need to assume responsibility for our own life. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus from Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout out. Many people talk about change, but fail to act. Or it's always someone else's fault. So we have young people today may blame their parents or vice versa. We have workers who blame their co-workers or even their bosses. There are things that will happen to you, to us, that you cannot control. But you can be in control of your reaction or your response to a particular situation. We have read often road rage, internet rage, passive aggressive, or simply open aggression. True, people do things that may upset us, things we do not like, things that may even hurt us. But we make the decision how to respond to others and how to respond to different situations. Look at what Bartimaeus did. He didn't blame someone else or think that God or anyone else owed him something. He wanted Jesus. He went to Jesus. He knew his help was in a power higher than himself. So he cried out to Jesus. He took action and he tried to change his situation. Then the second thing that we read about the stories is remind us that we need to believe that we can change. This blind man said, "Teacher, I want to see." What a powerful statement. What a very clear and explicit statement. Nothing else, but I want to see. Bartimaeus knew exactly what he wanted, what he needed. He believed that Jesus would do something, something special, so that he wouldn't walk away. So he believed that Jesus can make a difference in his life. God does not say that we will change our situation every time. But what he does promise is that he will change you or us in the way we deal with the situation. He's able to change our attitude or our viewpoint or even our outlook. Bartimaeus knew that Jesus could change him, and that is exactly what he wanted. My dear friends, what have we asked God to do in our circumstances? What have we asked Jesus lately? The third thing that Bartimaeus did, and we too need to understand, we need to make clear what really is the need. What is that need? And so Jesus asked him in reply, "What do you want me to do?" I think Jesus knew exactly what Bartimaeus wanted, but he wanted to hear from Bartimaeus in his own words, in his own understanding. What does he want? When we pray, we need to pray specifically, and we want to seek God's answer specifically. Jesus already knew what this blind man wanted or needed, but he needs to say it for himself. There are times when I would do things without being asked by others, but from time to time, I need to be told what I really need. God wants us to tell him what we need, exactly what we need. Notice Bartimaeus' cry, "Have mercy on me, have mercy on me." He was a beggar, just as we are sometimes in need of God's mercy and grace. He didn't cry out for food, clothing, money, or housing, or any of those kinds. He needed his sight. He needed the mercy of Jesus. So he received his sight that day. He was clear in what he needed, and Jesus responded accordingly. Bartimaeus was clear in what he asked, and he was healed that day. Dear friends, what are your needs today? What have you asked God for that will supply your needs? The fourth step, we need to be not bothered by what others may say, not to be bothered by the surrounding. The scripture tells us the people told him to be quiet. They were telling him, "Nobody wants to hear what you have to say. Be quiet." Everyone else told him he shouldn't do that. That isn't the right place or the right time to call out Jesus. Nobody ever done it that way before. He didn't care what the practice was in those days or around him. He knew he needed help, and he refused to be denied. Have we prayed for something that God hasn't answered us yet? Well, we need to keep calling out to God and not let others or the circumstances to change our mind. Is there a need that God hasn't met in your life yet? Well, keep calling out to God. Keep calling out to God. If you have not received the answer, keep praying and asking. Are people telling you now, don't bother, give up? Don't quit and don't give up. Just cry out even louder through our prayers. Persevere. One of the greatest attributes a Christian can have is persistence. Jesus told a parable about a neighbor who comes at night He was rewarded for his persistence and the persistent widow who came before the judge asking for help. Brothers and sisters, what do you believe today that will make life as God wants you to have? Be prayerful and persistent. The fifth step that we can take, and Bartimaeus did as well, we need to stop waiting for the perfect condition or even the perfect timing. There's a great crowd following, so busy, so many people. Maybe say, well, Bartimaeus may well think, let me wait for the crowd to go, or I find a more quiet time with Jesus alone. He was waiting beside the road. Others were already traveling with Jesus. It seemed Bartimaeus would have no chance of doing anything about his situation. Did you know that this was the last time Jesus entered Jerusalem? It may be the last time that Bartimaeus going to get any help at all. If he had missed Jesus or waited for more ideal condition, he never would have been healed. Sometimes we may have quit waiting for just the right time. The right opportunity may not happen. We have to seize those opportunities God gives to us when he gives them to us. And I ask you today to seek Jesus, irrespective of what opportunities and situations. Life would never give you a perfect timing, but I want us to know that God's timing is always perfect. The sixth step that we need to take, we need to do something bold and dramatic. Bold and dramatic. The blind man threw off his coat, jumped up, and went to Jesus. Wow. Sometimes we have to do something different. If you and I are going to break out of our rut, or if we want life to be different, we need to do something bold and dramatic. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Let us lay aside every weight, every sin that so easily entangle us." Well, I say that's pretty bold and dramatic. Lay it aside, throw off all the weights so that we can be free. We can move on. Whatever is holding us back from surrendering our life to the Lordship of Jesus, we need to throw it off, throw it away. The Bartimaeus took off his coat and ran to Jesus. He did something bold, dramatic, and different. How many times we have heard people say, "Oh, I'll do it next week, I'll do it next month, or even next year. I'll think about it when I get a bit older," and so on. We need to just simply do it when the opportunity comes. The last step. Last step. We hear from Bartimaeus' story. He followed Jesus. He followed Jesus down the road. After following the first six steps so far, Bartimaeus did something very significant. He followed Jesus. He knew who healed him. He knew Jesus was special, and he knew that he needs to follow Jesus. Likewise, my dear friends, when we go through all the steps of these things, as in the story, ultimately, we need to follow Jesus. We need to be led by him. We need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we need to obey Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that we can come to you to worship you today. We pray that your Holy Spirit that lives in us will continue to lead and guide our steps. And more importantly, dear Lord, we pray that we will willingly follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.